Bob Holt from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Bob, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing good,
well.
Bob. Thank you.
Bob, spring practice underway. We've talked to a couple other guys that have seen practice. What's your assessment so far of the Bielema era?
Well, of course, you've only, I guess, media and fans got to see the scrimmage last Saturday, too. We've only seen two of, I don't know, 10 practices or something like that. I think it's 9 practices. But, well, it's definitely, you know, it's a different vibe, a lot more running. You know, it's kind of weird last week. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I think Brandon Mitchell and Brandon Allen probably combined for, I don't know, 30 or fewer pass attempts than we were used to seeing that in one series with Petrito. So it's a different vibe. They're running the ball more, trying to, I think, create more of a physical identity up front with the offensive line. The defense is getting to be more physical in practice, which they didn't really get to do that much previously. I mean, the quarterbacks don't get hit. They're still wearing the green jerseys. But you're seeing, you know, the defense is being encouraged to make more plays where they were kind of, you know, maybe had their hands tied a little bit in the past to help the offense do their thing. So it's a different deal. There's a little less cussing, you might say. I'm not saying there's nobody cussing out there, but it's a lot less, but it's a little more fan-friendly from the thought. I mean, it was great that Petrino opened up all the practice. I thought that was great for the fans. But if you come out, you're maybe going to be – you might be more prone to bringing your kids, say,
earmuffs
to practice. Yeah, right. You don't feel like you have to cover their ears or try to explain to them what that word means or something like that, you know.
Well, that's cool. Bob, hey, when you look at the quarterback situation this year, that's going to be a hot topic, of course, with the departure of Tyler Wilson. And this is, as RJ's alluded to a couple times, the fact that this is the first time in maybe a while that we've looked at a true quarterback competition where, you know, there's a slight edge recently, but going into it, we really didn't know who was going to be the heir apparent. What have you seen and heard so far from the two guys, Brandon Mitchell and Brandon Allen?
Well, I think they've played okay. They both made some good plays. They both made some bad plays. I mean, they each had interceptions in the scrimmage that kind of were on, you know, deep balls kind of floated up there, kind of hung up for the DBs to make plays on them. But I think these guys both obviously have some talent, and they both can, you know, be SEC quarterbacks. They both played in games, but, you know, you don't feel like that they're the caliber of Ryan Mallett or Tyler Wilson. And they're both kind of still feeling their way through the process, getting used to these new coaches, a new system. You hope it would help them. That the fact that, you know, Arkansas is going to be a little more committed to the run game, and I think has some pretty good backs. They're still trying to develop the offensive line and kind of get their identity up there. But I think those guys could both be solid players. You know, Brandon Allen has a little bit of an edge right now. He's the first guy out there, but that doesn't mean he's won the job by any means. I'm guessing this competition will carry over into the fall. I'd be pretty surprised they named a starter after spring. They're both playing okay, but they're not, you know, knocking your socks off.
Bob Holt from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joining us on Overtime. And, Bob, a lot's been made about Jonathan Williams and what he's done so far through practice. Seems like he's starting to become a really reliable back for the Razorbacks.
Yeah, he's definitely a big-time player. I mean, you know, people watched some of the games last year. They saw him make some plays, particularly the Kentucky game when Kentucky couldn't seem to figure out to cover on that wheel route. But, you know, he had limited snaps. You know, frankly, I would have liked to have seen him play more last year, but maybe they didn't feel like he was ready for all the packages. You know, a lot of times you see a guy go out there and make a good play on a run or a pass and think, wow, why isn't that guy playing all the time? Well, maybe it's because he doesn't understand all the pass protection yet. That's a really complicated thing, especially in Arkansas's offense that they ran previously, and really in anybody's offense, you know. And you don't want your quarterback to get splattered because the freshman back, you know, failed to pick up a blitz. So, yeah, I think Williams has definitely got, you know, big-time SEC talent. He's going to be a guy, you know, he's definitely going to be a go-to guy for him next season.
Bob, you mentioned Bob Holt from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joining us. Bob, you mentioned packages and learning those different packages. How has the team picked up, even defensively, some of the defensive packages so far? How have they picked up the new system so far? I know it's new, and that's all. There's always going to be growing pains, but are they starting to pick it up a little bit more, getting into 10, 11 practices into this?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm just basically going by what the coaches say, because I can't get there next and I want a board or some of these guys. But one thing the coaches, Jim Chaney, the offensive coordinator, said this, Chris Ash, the defense coordinator, both said this, that they're going very slow and deliberate on their installation. They want guys to get this down. They don't want to throw so much at them and have them get confused and not feel confident what they're doing. So it's been very slow and deliberate on the installation. Kind of want to get this part in, get it down, get confident, you know what you're supposed to do, not have to be thinking so much. And so I'm sure they aren't anywhere near putting in everything they're going to have in for next season. But the coaches seem to be, they're certainly happy with the guys' efforts and attitudes. You know, Brett Bielema mentioned this after the scrimmage the other day, that he was talking to Randy Shannon, the linebackers coach, who's previously was the head coach of Miami. He's the only guy on the staff who's been a head coach. And then Bielema was saying that Randy Shannon mentioned to him that, you know, it's very rare you have a scrimmage where there aren't, I guess he called it unpleasant situations. I think he meant, you know, guys getting in scrapes or somebody getting hurt or just, you know, something that doesn't go right.
Yeah.
From maybe a team perspective or a team attitude. And he said that's just an indication of how, what a good attitude this team has, how everybody knows what the coaches do. And so that's a good sign. I mean, this team obviously has talent. You know, they don't have Alabama talent or Florida talent probably. Well, they probably don't. But, you know, I think they have a good attitude, and that's certainly a good starting point.
When, speaking of the defense, you know, what's to be made of the safety in the corners right now? Because we've seen over the last couple of years that's been a bit of a problem. You know, that, and that was going to be a point of emphasis that Brett Bielema has talked about in previous press conferences. What's that looking like right now?
Well, I mean, they got some experience there. I mean, it was unfortunate for Will Hines and the team, frankly, last year. He got pressed into starting as a true freshman, and it was tough, you know, that Otha Peters and A.J. Turner got pressed into starting as two freshmen, too. But the upside to that is that they've got a lot of valuable experience, you know, going into this next year. And so Will Hines is, you know, he's making some plays out there. Certainly he's experienced. He's still got a lot to learn. You know, they've got some experience in the safety position with Eric Bennett and Rohan Gaines, both played a ton last year. You know, I think they feel good about some of the JUCO guys they brought in. They're getting the rotation. T.Q. Coleman, you know, safety, and Carol Washington at corner are both getting some first-team snaps off returning starters. So I think they feel, you know, that they're getting better there, that they're developing some depth. But, yeah, certainly safety linebackers, you know, really the secondary and the linebackers are certainly areas they've got to shore up that were big problem areas last year. But I think they've got some – they're building some depth there. You know, one thing that Chris Ash mentioned last week is they really want to find a middle linebacker that can kind of be, you know, all things that they're looking for from a playmaking standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. They've got different guys that are in and out of there, and they've still got to kind of find that guy. You know, I don't know if they have, you know, Ray Nitschke or Dick Butkus or something like that, but they got to find some guys they feel comfortable with a linebacker still.
Bob Holt from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joining us on Overtime today. Bob, switching gears to baseball now. Obviously, a big series coming up this weekend. Don't want to overlook the doubleheader today, which is currently taking place against New Mexico. Top-ranked pitching staff against the seventh-ranked hitting team in the country. Something's got to give today on the Hill. Is this a team that you think they're going to overlook looking to LSU this weekend, or are they going to try to take care of business today?
Well, no, certainly they want to win all the games they can. One thing, I'm not at the baseball game, incidentally, but I know they shifted their, and this is pretty common, they shifted their lineup around. You know, these midweek games, are, I don't want to call them exhibition games, but certainly they'll try some things they wouldn't normally do in a conference game, maybe seeing how, you know, a certain guy looks at a different position or maybe change the lineup around or just giving some guys some rest, you know. So, and they're obviously not going to throw their weekend pitchers. You know, but the Arkansas is so deep in their pitching staff that they're still going to throw quality pitchers out there. And these guys are just chomping at the bit to get out there because the pitching staff, it's hard to turn innings out there because they're so darn good. And so, yeah, they definitely want to win these games. You want to keep your RPI good. You want to keep your momentum going. You play to win every game. But certainly this is a game today, a doubleheader today, where Dave's going to play a lot of different guys and look at guys at different spots. I mean, certainly they're not going to play New Mexico like they would LSU.
Yeah. Bob, let me ask you this. Dominic Ficicello, you know, he started the season hurt, and then he's made his way back, but – Is he at 100% right now, or is he, you know, playing somewhat limited?
I haven't talked to him in a while, but I certainly don't think he's 100%. Because, you know, oblique, and that's just a tough deal because, you know, when you do something to your stomach there, you know, Kobe Suggs, their closer, had kind of the same deal. He tried to come back too fast and it affected his control, and he had a couple rough outings. Now he's finally back to 100%, really throwing well. He's got four saves in his last four appearances on SEC games. Yeah, Dominic, I can't believe he's 100%.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to bat righty on righty. It was affecting him from the left side. And even if he was physically 100%, which I don't think he is, then, you know, you think about all that time he missed, not just in games, but in, you know, practice and the batting cages. So he's really having to work his way back into it, play his way back in, regain his confidence. And so, yeah, that's been a big thing. I mean, That's impressive to me. They've started as well as they have. I know they had a rough outing out in Arizona. And they really missed not just his bat, but his leadership. He's a good infielder. He's a very versatile guy. And he just really brings a lot of energy, the coaches like to say. So, yeah, I don't think he's 100%, but he certainly can be an effective player for him. Hopefully he'll get back to 100% before the year's out.
Bob Holt from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joining us on Overtime. Bob, hey, you going to make it out to the LSU series this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there for a couple games. I'm probably not going to go Saturday because Arkansas has got a scrimmage and they've got a big track meet up here, too. If people like track, number one Texas A&M's coming in. Arkansas, even though they won the indoor national championship, they're ranked number two. And so you have the number one and two teams going at it. And most of those events are going to be 5 to 8:30 at the UA track. So if you like track, that'd be a fun meet to come out to.
Be fun
and
to watch.
Course you got the scrimmage, which I don't know. We don't know yet if that will be open to the public. If it is, obviously it'd be a chance for people to get a look at the Hogs. And you go to the football scrimmage and then head down to Baum Stadium for baseball or over to John McDonald Field for track. So that'd be a good, you'd be kind of your own little personal doubleheader there if they open the football scrimmage, which I don't know if they're going to do that or not.
It'd be a good weekend if you want to head to Fayetteville to get out of town for a weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's always good to come to Fayetteville.
Yeah, always good. Bob Holt joining us on Overtime. Hey, Bob, we appreciate the time and hope to have you on soon.
Okay, take care.